Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, Stat or Story time. Here on a Wednesday, we got Turn and Burn. Ran a little late there. You wouldn't shut up in the last segment. Tommy D has been in the highlights lately, and Adam Silver answered a question on him, so we'll get to that in a moment. Who wants to go first? You want me to go first? I'll go first. Why not?
Oh, okay, just take it.
Start you off here. I'll be your leadoff hitter. I like my ability to get on base here.
Sir, yes, sir.
Your number is 12. 12. Is it the number of wins the San Antonio Spurs had sans Victor Wembanyama this season? Or is it the number of scientists in America who have gone missing who have highly sensitive information about nuclear energy?
I'm not somebody that, like,
this one's doing it for me, dude.
I dabble into conspiracy, and some are fun to me.
Yeah.
This one is, like, bone-chilling to
me. Like, what is happening? It keeps happening, and we're not.
And they asked, like, what's the gal that
Caroline
always.
Caroline Levitt.
Caroline.
I'll get to the bottom of it.
And she goes, actually, we would love to look into that.
Thanks, Caroline.
You're not looking into the fact that your nuclear scientists are randomly vanishing and dying?
How many of
what
them?
What does that tell you, by the way?
Well, we don't know if they're dead. We just haven't seen them. They've just disappeared.
But, like, where do you go when you hear this?
And we all go to the same place. What do they know? What do they have access to? Who's grabbing them?
But where are you going, as I'm asking? We're all at, like, what do they know? Why?
What country's snagging them away?
It's about aliens.
With rogue operators.
From other countries. It's about something grave that's about to happen, and we're just all going to find out the hard way?
All of the above, Bob.
It's
all of
terrifying.
The above. Yes, it is.
And I think this is a stat.
You think it's a stat?
Oh, I mean, a story, sorry.
You think it's a story? 12 scientists?
Yeah, 12 scientists.
I'm going stat.
You're going to go stat? Hold on, let me answer them in the order. Brandon Sprague, you said story?
Yeah.
Now, I should be noted this. I saved the news story in my notes a week ago. I don't know if any more have gone missing in the last week, but I've been meaning to bring this up.
The last one I saw was a week ago.
The last one put the list at 10. We have lost 10 scientists in the United States. Wemby missed 18 games this year, and the Spurs in those games were 12-6.
Okay.
12-6. But yeah, this is, I don't get into a ton of conspiracy theories. This one does it. So when you read through some of these, the last one that got kidnapped or vanished, Stephen Garcia, is 48 years old. He vanished without a trace, or maybe this is the one that started it, back in August. He was last seen in Albuquerque walking out of his home on foot carrying a loaded handgun. And basically an anonymous source said that he was a government contractor for the Kansas City National Security Campus, a major facility in Albuquerque, which manufactures more than 80% of the non-nuclear components that go into building the military's nuclear weapons. He basically has a clearance to the highest level of any sort of information, access to everything, every military secret that we possibly have. And this is where the ball started rolling. We are now up to 10 of these people that have just vanished out of thin air.
That's awesome.
Some of them that were like testifying about UFOs, some of them like just people who have been involved in some very high clearance things have fallen off the face of the earth and nobody knows what's happening to them.
I'm going to give you a take.
Give me a take.
My mind went, did these people find out that certain leaders are actually aliens wearing human skin?
Ooh.
It's got to be something nuts. It can't just be run of the mill. Like, oh, you know nuclear fusion. Let's
hell out of here, dude. We're getting run by aliens right now,
I mean, Steven Spielberg literally is making a movie this summer where it seems like that's kind of the basis.
That's the bit.
Is that there's aliens masquerading as humans.
Wasn't that what he did with Men in Black? Weren't they? Like, wasn't Dennis Rodman an alien?
Well, yeah, but like this is a Spielberg movie, so it's going to be like more dramatic.
Did he not do Men in Black?
Spielberg?
Did he do Men in Black?
I don't think Steven Spielberg made Men in Black.
I don't think so.
Okay. I'm just asking the question.
You had Spielberg making Men in Black?
I did, yeah.
Who made Men in Black? I'm pretty sure it wasn't Spielberg.
I'm going to laugh really hard if it was. Let me see.
Is it Bruckheimer?
Directed by Barry Sonnenfeld.
Yeah, dude.
Produced by Walter Parks, Laurie McDonald.
It's never going to be a Spielberg
movie.
You were hoping it was so you could dunk all over me.
I was hoping to dunk on you. Yeah.
But no, not quite. But yeah, I'm going that direction in my mind when I see this many people randomly disappear.
He was an executive producer of the film.
Oh, that's just getting... You didn't do anything in the film.
His name's on the credits. You roll the credits, you watch all the ads, he's in there.
His name's everywhere. He's Spielberg.
All right, what else we got today?
Sorry, I have a hard time moving on from that story. I don't talk about it with
anybody. It's pretty wild, dude. I think it's nuts. I filed away in my notes, and I'm waiting for the time to bring it up of like, are we paying attention to this?
I was going to put it in the Magic Hat, actually.
10 people have gone. They've just vanished off the face of the earth.
All right, I'll go. You want to go next, Brandon? Or are you participating next,
just,
today?
I'll go next. Okay. Just to make sure you don't steal mine. Your number is 175.
Mm.
Is it the number of clutch points this season for one Shai Gilgeous-Alexander?
Oh, yeah, clutch player of the year.
Or is it the number of calories per serving in a 7-ounce bag of Jelly Belly jelly beans?
Now, are you pro or anti-jelly bean? Because this is a big Swigard stance. He's anti.
Really?
He hates jelly beans.
Depends on what the color is.
I feel like I got to be in the mood for them, but I'm always down for it.
He basically sounds like he doesn't like any gummy-based. Some are obviously more firm than like gummy bears, but like he's not into the gummy.
Interesting.
I'm not the biggest gummy guy. There are some flavors in the Jelly Belly bag that make me want to throw up in my mouth.
Well, there's literally a flavor called throw up.
Yes, they are. They do the Harry Potter thing. Yeah. There's some of them though. Like you get the right flavors in there, I'm all about it. I could pound them all day.
I'm gonna say that this is.
Give me a story. Give me a story.
You think there's 175 calories in a bag?
I do, yeah. They're pretty small.
But there's so much sugar in them.
There is a lot of sugar involved, but how much of those? I mean, those things are miniature, dude. It's like
I'm going to go stat.
You're going to go stat?
I'm going to go stat. Yes.
Yeah, so 175 was the number of clutch points this season for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the 2025-26 Clutch Player of the Year.
Yes.
There are 140 calories per serving in a 7-ounce bag of Jelly Belly jelly beans. It is National Jelly Beans Day.
Are you a big jelly bean guy?
Again, I kind of have to be in the mood,
right mood?
I am always down for a good bag of jelly beans.
I don't actively seek jelly beans out ever.
I would agree. Like, I don't actually seek for them, yeah, but like if they're Easter there, if they're Easter, yeah, definitely then, Easter for sure.
I don't eat them. I'm more of a chocolate man.
I mean, me too. You
if
know that.
I'm eating anything close to a Jelly Belly at this point, it's probably a Nerds gummy cluster, which is probably the best candy in the candy game.
Absolutely agree with you.
I had a funny chuckle moment the other day. There was an NFL account that pointed to SGA's game one box score against the Suns. They blew him out. I didn't watch any of the game.
Uh-huh.
It was the most SGA box score of all time. He had 25 points, 7 assists, 4 rebounds. Man, good little game. They won by 30. He was 5 of 18 from the floor, 0 of 4 from 3, 15 of 17 from the free throw line.
Wow.
And basically the analogy was this is the equivalent, because we all know he's going to win the MVP likely whenever they announce that on Friday or whenever it is, of like Jalen Hurts having 15 rushing touchdowns via tush push and giving him the MVP of the NFL for rushing touchdown totals.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
All right, your number is 52.
52.
Give me a second here. My computer's really lagging. It feels like it's on the fritz.
That happens. You know, right 52. When you need it most.
Is it the total amount of rebounds the Trailblazers registered last night against the San Antonio Spurs without Wemby?
Yeah.
Largely. Or is it the total number of ounces of a bottle a woman drank juice out of from a Trader Joe's that contained the tip of a glove that may or may not have contained a fingertip?
Dude, Trader Joe's is having a rough... I'm a big Trader Joe's P1. They've had a rough go lately. We're a big Trader Joe's fried rice family. The fried rice, orange chicken at Trader Joe's in the freezer aisle. Just delightful.
Orange chicken all the way.
So easy to do.
Make
easy
your
to
own
make.
Fried rice,
yeah,
you
shut your mouth over there. And they had to discontinue it because glass fragments showed up in it. Like, yeah, now I got to do white rice and orange chicken, which I actually prefer over the fried rice because I am a white. I'm going to go with...
I think we knew you were white. Why did you need to add because I'm a white?
I like white rice, man. I could eat white rice every day. If you gave me a bowl of white rice every day,
I don't think the color of the rice is specifically tied to the color of your
they're
skin.
They're not marketing to me specifically. Is that not how it works?
Who buys the most brown rice?
I don't know. I don't buy it.
Not me, because I don't go buy the rice.
Do they?
Probably.
Let's see. 52.
Bring brown rice to a Vietnamese holiday.
See the reaction.
Hell out of here.
It's not happening.
White rice.
I'm going to go stat here. They grabbed a ton of boards. San Antonio didn't shoot the ball well. Clinging out a bunch more.
Yep.
I'm going to go stat. Give me stat final answer.
I want to say story, but I'm going to go stat.
You're going to go stat?
I want to
both of you
story,
going
though.
Stat?
Yeah.
Both of you.
Yeah.
Wrong. 43 total rebounds for your Portland Trailblazers last night. A woman has filed a lawsuit. I saw this on KPTV. Fox 12. Woman has filed a lawsuit against Trader Joe's in Multnomah County Court, alleging she drank orange juice containing a piece of a glove and possibly a fingertip. Huh? The lawsuit filed on 420 says Julie O'Neill.
She smoked a lot of weed before she filed it?
Bought a 52-ounce bottle of orange juice with pulp around June 14th in 2025 from the Trader Joe's on Northeast Halsey Street. Shout out my old neighborhood.
Yeah.
O'Neill was finishing the orange juice around June 19th when she reportedly felt like there was a large piece of pulp in her mouth. When O'Neill pulled the material out of her mouth, according to the lawsuit, she found that it was the fingertip end of a rubber glove and thought it may have contained the end of a finger that she inadvertently swallowed.
Can we be honest here in the trust tree?
She became deathly ill. She filed. She wrote a notice for $10,000 settlement to Trader Joe's. They did not abide. She is now suing for $10,000 for possibly swallowing a finger.
If you swallow a finger, what's your lawsuit number?
Not $10,000.
No. You're going higher than that?
We're going up.
Yikes. Are we going into the million range or hundreds of thousands range?
Well, I've now become a cannibal.
You have, yeah.
I'm out. I'm going for six figures.
Also, it's kind of what you deserve for drinking orange juice with pulp. It's gross. Who wants chunks in their juice? You deserve it. If you can't tell the difference, if you're just drinking normal people juice,
you can't tell the difference. Like, you need to get the no
drink
pulp.
Juice without pulp, man. This is part of the problem of pulp. Why are there chunks in my juice? Get it
your
out of here.
Your takeaway is you deserve to swallow a fingertip if you like any pulp in your juice.
Look, I'm a Trader Joe's P1, man. I love it. They might have given me asbestos, and I still don't care. I'm still shopping there.
I might have a question of the fingertip, big or small hand, does not matter. There has never in my lifetime been a piece of pulp the size of a fingertip. I'm instantly like,
well, what are we talking? Is it just like a little like shaving off the top of the finger? Like, or is it where the nail is, the whole top of the finger is gone? They're very different things.
If there's enough for you to swallow the fingertip but not the glove, that was a decent chunk.
That's gross.
Would you do it for a lawsuit? What if she wins?
Would I swallow
what
a
fingertip? What if she wins? What if she wins? Let's say
no.
So $10,000's not great. Let's say she filed
terrible.
A $500,000 lawsuit.
Does
she
have a lawyer for this? Because half of that's gone.
Yeah, I'll be your lawyer, lady. Ask for more money if you swallowed a finger. $500K. You're not swallowing a finger? I would do it in a heartbeat. Are you kidding me? I'll take a toe with it too.
I don't know what happened here. I just thought this was an interesting story from my old neighborhood, and you have turned it into, are you going to become a cannibal?
I would. I would do it in a heartbeat. $500K.
Half a million?
Brandon, what's your number? What's your finger number? Everybody's got a number.
Yeah, I go 500.
Thank
I feel
you.
Like that's 500K. That's not, it's
500K.
Not hitting a million, but it's enough to get
what
their
attention.
What if
you get are you taking it, is it after tax or pre-tax?
After tax.
Yeah.
After. Give me your finger.
Let's just get to the FUP date. I don't know what happened.
Statter story every Wednesday at 9:15.
What's wrong with you?
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list Done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit goodranchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. Goodranchers.com. American meat delivered.